WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
Asian trip, Kushner's documents. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump heads to Hawaii today to begin a far-reaching tour of Asia. John Lawrence has a preview.
President Trump is going to be busy during his 12-day trip through Asia. He'll visit five countries: China, Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, and Vietnam. Mr. Trump's goals include promoting a free and open Indo-Pacific region and developing strong trade in the area. And then there's the elephant in the room.
North Korea is a thing that I think we will solve, and if we don't solve it, it's not going to be very pleasant for them. It's not going to be very pleasant, I guess, for anybody.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Correspondent Evan Perez says Jared Kushner has turned over documents to special counsel Robert Mueller relating to his role in the firing of former FBI Director James Comey.
Sources tell us that Mueller's investigators have expressed interest in Kushner as part of the probe into Russian meddling. As we know, that probe includes a potential obstruction of justice, and the motivation for Comey's firing is believed to be part of that.
The president's Twitter account went dark Thursday. Phil Michaels tells what happened.
On Thursday night around 7 p.m., the unthinkable happened. The tweeter-in-chief disappeared from his beloved Twitter. President Trump's verified @RealDonaldTrump's account briefly went offline. Anyone who navigated to his feed was given a generic blue landing page that read, "Sorry, that page doesn't exist." Turns out it wasn't a glitch, but the work of a Twitter employee on their last day at work. The company says it is conducting a full internal review of the incident. President Trump's account was restored 11 minutes after it went offline. Bill Michaels, Washington.
In Chicago, a shooting overnight in a relatively quiet neighborhood inside a Starbucks left one person dead, two other people, including a 12-year-old boy, injured. So far, police say they have no suspects in custody. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is coming to Northern Virginia tomorrow to campaign for Republican Ed Gillespie in the Virginia governor's race. Hogan says he'll headline what he calls a big grassroots rally for Gillespie. The Maryland Democratic Party immediately criticized the Hogan visit, saying Ed Gillespie has run a, quote, misleading and racially charged campaign. Virginia voters, you're running out of time to cast an absentee ballot for next week's election.
Tomorrow's the last day eligible Virginians can cast absentee ballots for the November 7th election. Fairfax County Registrar Cameron Sassnett says lots of people in his county have been taking advantage.
We've already surpassed the number of voters in person this year as we did 4 years ago for the same election.
If you're voting absentee in Fairfax County, you can check the county's website to see how long wait times are at various satellite voting locations.
If any voter sees a closer one that might have a shorter line, they can go to either one of those.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen plans to endorse Prince George's County Executive Rushton Baker for governor today. Van Hollen's coveted endorsement could help Baker stand out from the crowd of eight Democrats running for governor next year. Incumbent Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has unveiled a plan to improve computer science education. Right now, there are about 20,000 high-paying IT-related jobs in Maryland, and Hogan expects that number to grow, so he wants to make sure students statewide are getting the right education to compete for those jobs.
We must spark the interest of students, particularly girls, beginning at an even younger age. And we must inspire high school and college students to pursue careers in computer science.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,516. The Nasdaq at 67,15. Sports, the Caps hold on to a lead and beat the Islanders. Thursday night football, the Jets beat Buffalo. NBA, the Wizards host Cleveland tonight. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a pretty good start here around the region. Taking the ride in from the west, 66. I checked that out of Gainesville. Not only just up through to the Beltway, but continuing inside the Beltway. Beltway looks good. Virginia and Maryland, 270, quiet run. Of course, we have the work crews on the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center. Watch for the flagman there to get you around. No problems currently crossing our Anacostia crossings. Bridges in town look good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine and mild this morning. Some high clouds start to come in, and then thickening clouds later with showers. 78. Tonight, 49 degrees, partly cloudy. Late day showers Saturday with highs only in the upper 50s, but warming back to the 70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Warrenton, 50 in Bowie, 59 in Washington. A rogue employee on his last day of work deletes Donald Trump's Twitter account. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. Friday morning, coming to you live from the Metro 29 Diner this morning. You can hear that applause. There are already people here drinking coffee, which is good because we need a lot of it this morning. There's a Virginia race next week as a result. We're going to talk a lot about that today. At 6:15 this morning, we'll be joined by Dr. Lolita Manchano-Smoke. She's a Republican candidate for the Virginia House of Delegates, District 42. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, we'll have two more interviews with Frank Cannon and Mallory Quigley. Frank is with the American Principles Project, and Mallory Quigley is going to talk to us about a whole bunch of stuff. She's with Susan B. Anthony List, a pro-life organization. 7:05, we got Cal Thomas stopping by. 7:15, we'll be speaking with Ed Gillespie this morning. At 7:35, Virginia delegate Tim Hugo. 7:45, we got Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins. 8:15, Senator Jill Vogel running for lieutenant governor. And then at 8:35 this morning, former Virginia Governor George Allen. That is a packed show. A lot of people eating lots of food and drinking good coffee. Vince Colonnay sitting here with Mary Walter at the Metro 29 Diner.
Good morning. Wow, this is really nice. There's so many people here. This is so cool. I love this. A lot of early risers, I'm just going to say. I thought it was us. I thought we were the only people up at this hour. And I've got coffee, so all is right with the world. So, want to talk taxes?
Let's do it.
Let's talk taxes. All right. Want to know what's in the taxes? We're going to tell you. All right. If you make $0 to $45,000, 12%. $45,001 to $200,000, you're paying 25%. $200,001 to $500,000, 35%. That these are for all individuals. And $500,000 to $1 plus 39.6% for individuals. Now, for married, $90,000 is the threshold. $0 to $90,000 is 12% for married. For married taxpayers who make between $45,000 and $1 to $260,000, you're paying 25%. For $2,001 to $200,001 to $1 million, that's 35% for married. And $1 million plus is 39.6% for married couples. So for those of you who are making more than $1 million, I'm really sorry to hear it, because you'll now be paying 39.6%.
And the thing that I saw yesterday, there's also this secret bubble tax. And I say secret because it's not been discussed with any sincerity in the last 24 hours, that if you make over $1 million, from $1 to $1.2 million, there's going to be a 6% surcharge for just that section of your taxes. And it's meant to, I guess, act as a sort of recovery for that first tax bracket to basically bump up how much you're paying. So there's a Politico reporting that there's a bubble tax in there from $1 to $1.2 million, an extra 6% tax, and then it goes right back to that 39.6. So the effective bracket is about 45.6% from $1 to $1.2 million.
Right. So a lot of people crying in their coffee right now because they just realized they're paying the bubble tax. I'm very sorry. Those are the good tippers, though. Those are the good tippers. But that's basically what that is they did get rid of the alternative minimum tax. That's basically the alternative minimum tax, just called something else, and they slapped on a different group of people.
You know, we've talked to Steve Moore here a lot, and he's been involved with not only the negotiations for tax reform, but helping the Trump campaign. He was an official advisor of the Trump campaign, an economist. He was contacted by Politico yesterday, caught out of the blue that this thing even existed. Listen to this quote. I was just in a briefing with the White House on this. They didn't mention that. It seems kind of bizarre to me. So even the people who've been most intimately involved in the negotiations here, caught by surprise in some of the details. Overall, you know, you listen to the president yesterday. He sat down with Larry O'Connor. He was working on Radio Row. He talked to Laura Ingraham yesterday. And during all of that, sounding very optimistic about this plan, I think he sees a lot of positives. He talked about, look, there's a lot of lobbyists who've jumped into this. A lot of people, a lot of forces, you know, you got individual states trying to influence this. So he realizes that this is an act of negotiation. It's not going to be everything that he wants. But his hope is that it's just enough that his base likes it and that they can get it through.
All right. And going on here, do we keep the standard deduction? Yes, the standard deduction doubles to $12,000 for individuals, $24,400 right. for married couples. There are no additional standard deductions and personal exemptions disappear. Those are gone. The mortgage interest deduction, current mortgages are grandfathered, so they're not affected, but mortgages for new homes are capped at $500,000, $500,000 for deduction.
And that's going to affect the seller's market. If you own a home, if you own a home right now and you're okay, I'm grandfathered in, great. But what if you were thinking about selling your home next year? And now you've got that situation. That's going to affect people's thinking among buyers about whether or not they want to buy a house. Now the mortgage interest deduction being lowered.
Yeah, I don't know how much that's going to, well, I guess some people it will absolutely affect them. All right. If a capital gains for selling your home, you must have owned and resided in the house for at least 5 of the 8 years in order to qualify for the exclusion. And the rules would limit the use of the exclusion to one sale every 5 years instead of one sale every 2 years. State and local income tax deduction is gone. So if you live in a high tax state like Maryland, guess what? That's you. Property tax deductions are now capped at $10,000 under the proposal. So again, if you live in a high tax state like Maryland, yes, start doing the math, people. Charitable donation deduction remains in place, which is nice. All the other deductions are gone. Deductions for medical expenses eliminated. Deductions for student loan interest, tax preparation expenses, moving expenses, unreimbursed employee expenses, and alimony. Those deductions are all gone.
So this is, I mean, but this, the point here was get rid of the deduction, simplify the tax code, lower taxes for everybody. There's some of that's going on, but again, I think you're going to see some people who are like kind of punching the numbers up right now. They're like, wait, I think I've got a higher tax bill under this plan.
My husband and I did it last night and we're paying a lot more. So you're welcome. For those of you getting your taxes lowered, I'm paying more.
She got all the screaming out before the show.
You can send me thank you notes. I'll give you my address. You can send me your thank you notes every year. The child tax credit is increased to $1,600 per child under 17. A $300 credit for each parent is part of a consolidated family tax credit. Currently, it's $1,000 and is refundable. The adoption tax credit is gone. Also, other credits that disappear, the lifetime learning credit, work opportunity credit, and employer-provided child care credit. The earned income tax credit stays. 401ks are not changed. That was a big deal.
Yeah, 401ks
are going to change. They are not going to change.
Thank the good Lord.
Yeah. You still have to pay the Obamacare individual mandate. If that affects you, you still have to pay that as well. They didn't touch that. Some people were surprised they didn't touch it. The alternative minimum tax, as I said earlier, gone. That is eliminated, so that's good. Except for the bubble tax, which is the alternative minimum tax, just on a different group of people. It's the same thing with a different name. Small businesses. Now, businesses conducted as sole proprietorships, partnerships, S-corps, are taxed at a rate of 25%. Yay, right? Unless you provide professional services, something called professional services. So doctors, lawyers, accountants, designers, consultants, anything that is classed as a professional service, you don't qualify for the 25% rate. You go back to whatever your rate was before. So if 35% for most people. So you go back to that. So there's a Big asterisk after that S corp deduction there.
Big asterisk.
Yeah. So there's that corporate tax relief. Corporations that do not pass through their income pay tax on profits at the corporate level, which is now 20%. So if you're a professional and have an S corp, guess what? You're paying more. And the estate tax will double to $11 million per person. The federal estate tax is imposed on estates which exceed $5.49 million or $11 million per married couple. And the estate tax will completely disappear. It's going to be phased out. It'll disappear completely in 2024. So that's just a Reader's Digest version. I see a lot of calculators out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people right now calculating what this means to them. So I don't know if people are going to be ordering liquor. I don't know if that's possible. Or maybe a bottle of champagne. I'm not quite sure. It depends on where you fall in there.
All right. Well, this is all about the pay-fors, Mary. They got to figure out how to pay for this whole thing, is what they say. We'll talk about it more this morning as we find out the details. It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning it is. It's nice around the region. Nice quiet start on 270 Beltway. No worries. Really, only thing watching here is that what was the overnight construction on the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center. They normally wrap up around 6 o'clock. George Washington Parkway, as you work down toward the Key Bridge. Again, the overnight work zone there. Key Bridge, your lanes are open in and out of Georgetown. And no early worries on Canal Road, come off of Foxhall Road, MacArthur. That all checks out just fine. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Friday weather maps got a front to the west of us. That front will get here. Limited moisture, increasing clouds and showers coming in. Those showers get here this afternoon. Other than that, sunshine and mild this morning. Some high clouds start to come in, and then thickening clouds later with showers. 78. Tonight, 49 degrees, partly cloudy. Late day showers Saturday with highs only in the upper 50s, but warming back to the 70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid Pharmacy or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Okay, we're going to be talking about this Virginia race this morning here at the Metro 29 Diner live this morning. The morning's on the mall. If you're interested in joining us live, just waking up, rubbing your eyes, thinking, you know, what am I going to have for breakfast? Well, the Metro 29 Diner is a great option. Start your day here this morning because that's where we'll be all morning as we kind of figure out what's going on. That's right. Do you hear that? Some scattered applause. We're here in Arlington, and you know this race in Virginia. You look at Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam running for governor, of course. And this thing, if you haven't figured it out by now, just look to Ralph Northam to figure out how close he thinks this thing is. I think in the last few days, you've seen moves of desperation coming from the left. Yesterday, Ralph Northam quoted as saying that if a sanctuary city ever pops up, he might actually be inclined now, all of a sudden, to sign a bill banning sanctuary cities in the state of Virginia. That is the thing that Ed Gillespie's been running against Ralph Northam on, and now he's tacking in that direction towards Ed Gillespie, suggesting that he doesn't think that some of these polls, like the Quinnipiac poll that came out, 17 points a Ralph Northam lead? Yeah, no. No chance in the Commonwealth right now. So Northam thinks this thing is much closer and is worried, obviously, about losing on Tuesday. Here's another reason he should be worried. Remember that truck ad? The racist truck ad that included the Confederate flag flying behind the truck, the Ed Gillespie bumper sticker, chasing down minority children in the streets, a white dude in sunglasses driving an F-250, just plowing directly at them, and saying that this is Ed Gillespie and this is what he wants for Virginia. That ad, of course, yanked after not only a ton of backlash from Republicans, but also it was yanked on the same day as the terrorist attack in New York this week. And obviously, bad luck all around for Democrats in the state. It was supposed to be the Latino Victory Fund who had created this, who had dreamed it up, who had broadcast it. Now we find out that ad is directly tied to Northam's campaign. Here's how. It was an in-kind contribution to the campaign. It's listed on their state filings. That ad was worth $62,729 to the Northam campaign. The Northam campaign itself has listed it as an in-kind contribution to the campaign. What does that mean? Well, if you're going to make an in-kind contribution to something, typically what you're going to do is you're going to tell them what you're offering them. What's the thing you're giving me? Oh, we're giving you this great ad. It's an ad of minority children being run down in the streets of Virginia. Okay, great, thanks. And they ran the ad. So the implication here, the Northam campaign is basically suggesting at this moment that, yes, it was an in-kind contribution, but we had no idea what would be in the ad. Oh, really? So those are the types of in-kind contributions you take? That you're just willing to accept, like, random crap? You're like, you have no idea what's going to be in this thing. And you're like, yeah, go ahead, just advertise for us. I don't think so. So now the Northam campaign is going to have to answer a lot more questions. And guess who we get to ask about it this morning? Ed Gillespie, who joins us at 7:15. Well, we will ask him what he thinks about the fact that now the Northam campaign has no strategic distance from this ad whatsoever. This thing's all baked in. So what an amazing turn of events over the last few days. And also, again, the Northam campaign clearly worried that they're going to lose this thing Tuesday.
You know, I must get the same feeling that I did before the presidential campaign. Yeah, everybody was like, I don't know. There was like this hope. There was this undercurrent of, I don't know. I think he's going to win. But all the polls were telling us differently, right? All the polls were saying, no. Hillary's got it. And we're seeing the same thing, I think, right now when it comes to the gubernatorial election, that, you know, what was the poll? What did you say? It was like 17%, 17 points. Or something.
Points.
Which I don't know. That just seems to be a tad out there to me. It does. It just seems to be off. Maybe it's an outlier.
Well, just days prior, you had Hampton University come out and say that Ed Gillespie's up by 8 points. So, you know, like, wander through the polls. I think the RCP average has it like around Northam plus 3.
Right, but didn't the same thing happen before the presidential polls? There were a couple of polls that came out and said, wait a minute, not so fast. We have Donald Trump ahead. And there was only one, maybe two. That was it. All the others had Hillary way out in front. Now, I think this is the point for all of this, is that if you are a Gillespie supporter, then you need to get out and vote, because you can't be complacent about it. You can't sit here and say, you know, oh, that's okay, because, you know, Northam's won, I'm done. I don't know. I get the same feeling that I did before the presidential election. I may be wrong. Won't be the first time I'm wrong, but I hope I'm not.
Well, there's one thing I can promise you. This is not a boring race. This is a spicy one. So we'll keep tracking it. 522 here on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Next week on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, it's Used Car Week. We're covering it bumper to bumper, from negotiating secrets to internet buying and the 7 red flags of used car shopping. Plus, you can win tickets to see Paint. Watch Monday at 6 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington.
Connie from Cleveland has a special relationship with Wheel of Fortune.
Pat Sajak and I have been together 35 years. We meet just about every night.
After 35 years, Wheel of Fortune is more than just a game show.
Tonight at 7 on ABC7. Washington Wheel Watchers, ever dreamed of being on Wheel of Fortune? Now here's your chance to audition tonight. Join ABC7 at the Wheelmobile at the University of the District of Columbia. For details, go to WJLA.com/wheel. That's WJLA.com/wheel.
What is it you don't know ISIS is doing right now, here on American soil, in American homes? Tonight on ABC, Diane Sawyer reporting. The must-see year-long investigation breaks tonight at 10, 9 Central on ABC.
If you're waiting for Black Friday to buy appliances, Bray & Scarf has some advice for you. Don't wait, because this Saturday, November 4th, is officially Bray Day, which means for one day only, you can get guaranteed Black Friday prices throughout the store, 3 weeks early. We're talking exclusive prices and deals too low to advertise, both in-store and online. Like a free dishwasher when you purchase select Thermador packages. Did you hear that? Free! And speaking of free, you'll get free basic installation on select Bosch dishwashers. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our factory-trained appliance experts will answer all your questions and give you the kind of personal attention that's hard to find these days. So don't wait till after the holidays. Get your new appliances now and enjoy them on Thanksgiving. Bray Day, this Saturday, November 4th, at all 13 Bray & Scarf locations or brayandscarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
In a noisy world,
Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the traffic center.
All right, and good morning. Right now, one incident that crews are working is on the Beltway heading from Maryland into Virginia across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. So on that inner loop side, I'm looking at response coming up to the right side of that inner loop stretch. It's going to be on those far right local lanes that take you to the local exit. The through lanes are just buzzing along, and you're doing okay. So just a brief delay starting to form because we had been up at speed prior. No problems beyond that. As you head out of Springfield toward Annandale, Tyson's, you're looking good. Looking good, 95, 395, 66. Hey, 270, we have you covered coming out of the Frederick area down through to the Beltway with travel lanes. Looks like they're all reported open. I'm not seeing any backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Surface analysis shows a cold front to the west of us. That's on the way. It'll get here this afternoon, bring a few showers in right through this evening. 78, though, today's high, very warm and above average with sunshine this morning. Cooler weather, 50s by tomorrow. I'm Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently, Reagan National, 59 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
Well, we are here at the Metro 29 Diner. Yay! There are a lot of early risers that were here actually waiting outside the door. We're all sitting here having our coffee. We're going to be eating breakfast soon. So come on out and join us at Metro 29 Diner in Arlington. We're right here on Lee Highway. Come join us.
I'm impressed. I'm still shocked I can get up at this hour.
And I had to get up half an hour earlier. People 45 minutes earlier because I had to pick this one up. So I was 45 minutes
earlier. The cool thing about waking up this early is you score a bunch of extra hours on everyone else in the world.
And there's no traffic. There is no traffic. It was wonderful driving here. It was really delightful. There was no traffic. It was fantastic. I loved it. So come visit us. We have a great lineup. Just so you know, Dr. Lolito Mancino Smoke is going to be here. She is the Republican candidate for the Virginia House of Delegates, District 42, in that race to replace Dave Albo. So she's going to be here. We're also going to be speaking with Frank Cannon and Mallory Quigley. Frank is with the American Principles Project, and we're going to discuss the race between Bob Marshall and Danica Rome with him. And also Mallory Quigley is with the Susan B. Anthony list. We're going to discuss a bunch of things with her. There's
the
so much to talk
stuff,
to her about, a lot of pro-life stuff. At 7:05, Cal Thomas will be here. We love Cal. At 7:15, we'll speak with Ed Gillespie. At 7:35, we've got Tim Hugo that we're going to speak with. He is representing the 40th district. We've got Larry Michael. We've got Jill Vogel. We have so many people. And of course, former Governor George Allen. So there's so many people that are going to be here. You don't want to miss this. You want to be here with us. So get your butt down here and come join us.
And we've got some chaos in the DNC for you coming up. 5:28 here on WMAL. Selling your home is a big decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. This is Vince Colonnais. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank, a West Point grad and military veteran, will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it himself. Guaranteed. It's that simple. There's literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg of Falls Church. They had worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. And in 3 days, he did just that. $56,000 over list. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the explosive, all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxitril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxitril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for limited time, so call now, 800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381.
One of the world's top tech companies silencing the President of the United States yesterday for a short time. We'll tell you all about it. The scary implications coming up. 5:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is preparing for a wide-ranging five-nation Asian tour.
Mr. Trump's goals include promoting a free and open Indo-Pacific region and developing strong trade deals. And National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says there's one more main issue.
President Trump will reiterate the plain fact that North Korea threatens not just our allies South Korea and Japan and the United States. North Korea is a threat to the entire world.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
President Trump wishes the Justice Department would investigate actions by the Hillary Clinton campaign about that dossier they paid a firm to compile against Mr. Trump. The president spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show.
It's very discouraging to me. I'll be honest, I'm very unhappy with it that the Justice Department isn't going. Now, maybe they are, but you know, as president, and I think you understand this, as a president, you're not supposed to be involved in that process,
right.
But hopefully they are doing something.
Prince George's County Executive Rushern Baker is getting an important endorsement today in his bid to become governor of Maryland next year. Senator Chris Van Hollen is expected to endorse Baker at an event in Landover today. Incumbent Governor Larry Hogan, meanwhile, plans to campaign for Virginia Republican Ed Gillespie tomorrow. Hogan will be at what he calls a big grassroots rally for Gillespie in Northern Virginia. And Virginia liquor sales continue to break records. The State Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control reports that liquor sales for the fiscal year that ended in June set a record for the 19th straight year. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,516. The NASDAQ at 67,15. Sports sponsored by Indeed.com. The Caps hang on for a win over the Islanders. Thursday night football, the Jets beat the Bills. The Wizards take on the Cavaliers at home tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLSID.com.
NMLSID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
You know how we've been talking about maybe getting some help for my dad so he can stay at home where dad's the happiest?
Sure, we've been talking about it for a while. We're doing our best to help him out, but lately with our jobs and our children, it's just become too much for us.
Well, today I learned about Warman Home Care, and I think they might be exactly what we're looking for.
Who are they?
Warman Home Care. You know, like warm and caring, which is what they are, but they're also one of the area's most trusted senior home care providers. Care can range from 2 to 24 hours a day, and we can even start on a trial basis.
You're right. This could be exactly what we've been looking for.
With Warman Home Care, mom or dad can stay safe and happy in their own home while a caregiver provides essential services, personal hygiene, medication reminders, light housekeeping, and more. Call Warman Home Care at 800-895-8500. That's 800-895-8500. Online at warmanhomecare.com. That's W-A-R-M-A-N homecare.com. Warman Home Care, happiness at home.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, here we go. A little bit of volume in those local lanes, the far right side, the through lanes in the center, moving along at speed. What's happening is once you get across the bridge span, almost to the exit for Route 1, that's where we have now cruiser calling it a broken down car. It's in the right lane. You see the VDOT truck there for everyone's safety to get around. So again, on the Wilson Bridge as you head toward Route 1, that's our slow stretch right now. 95, Virginia, good. We're doing well here coming out of Stafford in a quiet. It's been great since we've had the extra lanes open there. No problems beyond up through to the Beltway into the 14th Street Bridge. Quiet. 66, a nice ride. Top side of the Maryland Beltway without incident. 270 for our early birds here out of Frederick down through Urbana and Hyattstown. Love the ride. Continuing to Rockville without any delay to the spur. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine will fade behind the clouds as we go through mainly this afternoon. Showers come in west to east, 78, then partly cloudy overnight, and a cooler 49 with a north breeze. Tomorrow, late day showers, 57, but we go back to the low 70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Dumfries, 48 in Frederick, 59 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is Friday morning, and we are at the Metro 29 Diner in Arlington. Yeah? It's a real... Listen to that crowd. Wow.
A lot of people here for 5:30 in the morning.
A lot of people up early this morning. Come down and join us. You know who else is joining us at 6:15? It's Dr. Lolita Mancino Smoke, and she's a Republican candidate to take over Dave Albo's seat.
Impressive, by the way you say that.
Thank you. I tried. I practiced. 6:35, we've got Frank Cannon and Mallory Quigley. Frank is with the American Principles Project, and Mallory is with a spokesperson for the Susan B. Anthony list. 7:05, high energy Cal Thomas is with us. At 7:15, Ed Gillespie is with us. At 7:35, Tim Hugo. At 7:45, Larry Michael. At 8:15, Jill Vogel. And at 8:35, former Virginia Governor George Allen. Wow, what a schedule. You know what, Vince? You and I can pretty much just go home.
Goodbye.
Because there are going to be so many people here. We can just leave now. I'm just going to go back to bed.
I'm going to get more coffee. Let's talk about... Twitter, if you don't mind.
Let's.
That 140-character lovely place. Oh, increasing soon, by the way.
I have 280.
I
not
know,
to brag, but I got 280.
I hear about it every day. So most of us normies have 140 characters with which to use, including the President of the United States. And yesterday, all of a sudden, for no reason whatsoever, President Trump's Twitter account goes down. Deleted. Does not exist. Then you should have seen how many reporters, what does this mean? Oops. I saw a couple, finally, like, okay, great, yeah. They keep it in your, yeah. So, anyway, Twitter, all of a sudden, the President of the United States deleted from Twitter entirely yesterday for a period of about 10 minutes or so. And shock went everywhere, including, because, you know, he talks to millions of people there. And that's, again, that's his vehicle around the press. It's kind of his opportunity to express himself, the things that he's thinking about, the things he's reacting to, the stuff that he sees, the stuff that he's hearing, what his legislative agenda is going to be. He's announced policies there, all sorts of things. Well, just completely gone. Well, again, it was only for about 10 minutes because, you know, when the biggest user on your platform all of a sudden disappears, you got to imagine there's a bunch of executives running around inside their building going, what the heck is going on? They restored it. And now we are finding out that the reason for all of this is apparently it was somebody's last day at Twitter, and they thought their going away present was to would be to delete the president of the United States. Twitter says their preliminary investigation shows that his account was deactivated by, quote, a customer support representative on their last day of work at Twitter. Well, that's nice that that could happen, that somebody just randomly can delete the primary source of communication the president has for the American people on a whim. So if you're concerned about how much power these tech companies have, here's a case in point, an example playing itself out yesterday. This is the full statement from Twitter. They have an account called Twitter Government. This is a very unique niche Twitter account. Earlier today, real Donald Trump's account was inadvertently deactivated due to human error by a Twitter employee. Sounds intentional, actually, not error. The account was down for 11 minutes, there you go, and has since been restored. We're continuing to investigate and are taking steps to prevent this from happening. Through our investigation, we have learned that this was done by a Twitter customer support employee who did this on the employee's last day. We are conducting a full internal review. I wonder if that includes a lawsuit of the employee who decided to take that power and delete the president of the United States.
Do you think they're not going to sue the employee? I mean, what does the employee have? The employee doesn't even have a job anymore. What are they going to get? Nothing.
Also, is he like, is that employee, in terms of his intent, like totally simpatico with like the CEO of Twitter?
Of course.
Yeah.
We had the whole Google employee. Who's the Google employee who came out and talked about the culture at Google?
James Damore.
Right. That's what's in these tech companies. That is the culture that's there. You know, we've talked about people who work in these cultures who aren't liberal, who don't necessarily toe that progressive ideology, and they're basically forced to be in the closet. You know, well, and so this person said, you know, here's what I'm going to do, and I maybe thought that it would make their employers happy that they did it.
This is an important week for tech news because it is a reminder to us that they have all of our personal information. They are the realm in which most of us can communicate. They have so much communicating power that you have Dianne Feinstein, who is riding them in the Senate this week, telling them they need to do something about Russian meddling on their social networks, which means they want these social networks to start censoring the content that appears on those networks because Americans are too stupid to interpret what they're reading. That's the conceit. You won't hear a senator say that, but the idea is that people are too dumb to filter this out, so you need to do it, quote, or we will. I'm sorry. What does that mean, Dianne Feinstein? I mean, there's a First Amendment, right? I mean, is the concept that you're going to stop people from being able to even see things that they shouldn't see? So you're going to come down on these tech companies. Additionally, the government doesn't need to come down on these tech companies to get them to start censoring things. Remember what we talked about? Twitter was burying news about the DNC leak and the Podesta emails last year by a massive percent, approximately 48% of tweets using the hashtag DNC leak and 25% of tweets using hashtag Podesta emails buried by Twitter last year. So in the heat of the campaign, when everyone was talking about these emails that had come out of the DNC, had come out from John Podesta, what was Twitter doing? They were suppressing news about it. So again, if you're concerned, this is evidence that you should be. If you're not concerned, this is evidence that you should start being concerned.
Yeah, and you should be a little bit more careful with your personal information, too, and what you put out there. People are not careful about it at all, and maybe you want to start thinking about that.
There's a reason these services are free. They're getting a lot out of you anyway.
That's right.
5:43 now on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res Deep Clean and save. 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Artificial intelligence is the new frontier, and the Defense Department must invest in this breakthrough or be in danger of not being competitive in the future. This according to Eric Schmidt, the chairman of the Defense Innovation Board. Mr. Schmidt delivered his remarks during a discussion at the Center for a New American Security on Tuesday. More at WMAL.com/today's.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, still looking at the incident on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Those of you coming out of Maryland into Virginia, the far right side, those are our local lanes. They take us to our local exits. Have the right lane blocked. Once you get across the bridge span, you'll see the arrow board there, police cruiser as well. So that's what's happening with the local lane slowdowns there. Now, if you're in the center through lanes, you're okay. You're still up at speed, but watch as you come around from 210 along the right side. Now, for 95, slowest stretch right now, and it's just the volume forming Virginia, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Maryland 95, nothing. Looks good past the ICC and joining onto each loop of the Beltway, and that Beltway and that stretch still runs up at speed. 270, Urbana and Hyattstown, that's again where I see some of those brake lights, but nothing reported along the way. Heading into town, we look good. DC 295 out of Riverdale and Chevrolet, a quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Clouds will be on the increase and showers on the move. Not widespread rain, but some for the afternoon commute. Sunshine will fade behind the clouds as we go through mainly this afternoon. Showers come in west to east. 78, best chance of showers mid-afternoon and on into the evening. Then partly cloudy overnight and a cooler 49 with a north breeze. Tomorrow, late day showers, 57. But we go back to the low 70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
All right, we're live at the Metro 29 Diner this morning, talking about a whole host of things. Well, good morning, everybody.
You know,
it's funny. I can hear people clapping in their cars, too. Put your hands back on the steering wheel.
Do you think we can get that soundtrack of applause during our regular show every morning? We just have Mike McKay hit it. We're like, yes!
We could isolate it and pretend there's always an audience. So we'll be talking about the Virginia race a lot this morning. We have a whole bunch of political guests ahead of this Tuesday election. See if they can inspire you to go vote. I want to talk about, we'll get back to the big story in Hollywood, though, which is all of these sexual harassment and assault allegations, which seem to literally be coming from everywhere. At this point, it'd be better to get a list of people who haven't sexually assaulted someone in Hollywood. Just like, you know, who are the only five people who haven't done that? And that would make it easier for all of us because there's just so much noise on this. Corey Feldman, let's get back to him. Remember, for a long time now, he's been kind of, in some ways, opaquely making this accusation that there is child abuse going on in Hollywood that nobody really has gotten to the bottom of, nobody's admitting. And the pressure on him has been, to this point, is name some names, dude. You're going to keep making this allegation. Put some names out there. Give us something to go by. Yesterday, he did. He was on an episode of Dr. Oz's show yesterday, and it was during that episode that he says that actor John Grisham, who was an adult co-star on several films that he worked on in the 1980s when he was a child, was one of the men who molested him as part of a Hollywood, quote, child sex ring. He named Grisham during the show, and then they showed the audience a picture of Grisham on his cell phone, and Feldman then confirms, yes, that's the guy. He goes, that is him. That is the guy. So now we have the beginnings of Corey Feldman starting to make these accusations, and he's sort of been threatening to do it for a while, and now we're getting the news.
You know, I've always, and we've discussed this, Corey Feldman just seems to be so tortured. He seems to be, and his friend Corey Haim died, and he says it was always the Coreys in the 80s, and Corey Haim passed away. He had pneumonia, but he had a very troubled life, and Corey Feldman has always said it's because of what happened to him when he was younger, when he was a child actor. It was what caused Corey Haim's downward spiral was all of the abuse that the two of them went through as actors. Now, he also claimed during the Dr. Oz interview that he did call the LAPD. And Dr. Oz called the LAPD ahead of the interview and said, I heard the tape. They apparently still have the tape of Corey Feldman's call. And he said, you never name names. And Corey Feldman says he did name names. He's saying they're wrong. I named names. They just didn't include that in what you heard, but I named names. So he said, and they just ignored it. So I don't know. He seems like a very troubled guy, and I don't understand why we don't listen to him. Why is it that a woman can come out and say, you know, Jeremy Piven's the latest. You know, Jeremy Piven abused me. He groped me. He did whatever. And we're like, oh, and he has to quit, and he's thrown off all these shows. Corey Feldman has been saying this for over 10 years now, and nobody believes him.
Again, I think the names played a role. I mean, in his book, he had to change the names because of his lawyers. They changed the names to pseudonyms. They used different names. But now, again, he's accusing real people, so we'll see if he gets any traction here. Also, I want to share with you an update on Kevin Spacey. There's this idea that maybe he had just, you know, made some mistakes in the past and not having continuing behavior. Now the star of House of Cards being accused by his own cast of creating a toxic work environment through a pattern of sexual harassment. 8 people currently working on the show or worked on it in the past tell CNN. One former employee telling CNN Spacey sexually assaulted him. So, any hope of seeing that last season of House of Cards may be dwindling, actually, as we speak. Let's find out what else is going on in the world. Let's go to El Rushbo now on WMAL.
So this week, Michelle Obama spoke on gender issues and parenting at the Obama Foundation Summit in Chicago. The problem in the world today is we love our boys and we raise our girls, she declared. We raise them to be strong, and sometimes we take care not to hurt men. And I think we pay for that a little bit. You following this, folks? Boys get love, girls get raised. Mrs. Obama went on. She said, it's powerful to have strong men, but what does that strength mean? Does it mean respect? Does it mean responsibility? Does it mean compassion? Or are we protecting our men too much so that they sometimes feel a little entitled and a little, you know, self-righteous sometimes? Michelle Obama then uttered a profound statement that will echo for generations to come. We have to raise our children to be people, she said. We have to raise them to be ready to be independent, well-meaning, kind, compassionate people. I don't know if that's different for boys and girls, regardless of what they're confronting in the world. So those of you who have been searching for good parenting advice, you now have been schooled by First Mother Michelle O. We need to raise our kids as people. As opposed to what? Reptiles? Snakes? What the hell does that mean? Raise our kids as people? See, folks, we should never take our freedom for granted or forget the brave men and women who protect our country. And that's why this Veterans Day, my friends at Mahindra are holding their 4th annual Military Salute giveaway. The winner will receive a Mahindra utility vehicle. That's right, a brand new camo Mahindra XTV 750S flex hauler. Now, the last winner, Sergeant Tom Simmerd, is loving his Mahindra XTV, and you could be next. To nominate someone who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military and get official rules, just visit rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute giveaway. Thanks to Mahindra, the makers of the toughest utility vehicles on Earth, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit cecilstractors.com. That's cecilstractors.com.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy? Don't worry about it. Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Overall, not so bad for our Friday morning start. We do have a couple things just to note here to the Wilson Bridge. It's still there on the inner loop as you leave Maryland into Virginia. Crossing the bridge span, still have a lane blocked with the incident. It's almost right as you get to the exit for Route 1 on those far right local lanes. That's why our local lanes really stacking up here, coming around from 210. The through lanes in the center are doing okay. Now for DC, 295 southbound, right as you merge off of 50 in the BW Parkway, that's fine. And then you'll come to a very slow stretch right near Eastern Avenue. Crash up ahead between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move. It'll bring some showers mid to late afternoon. Sunshine around this morning. Some high clouds starting to come on in. Thickening clouds and showers west to east later this afternoon. 78. Cooler weather by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by LifeLock.
A recent data breach may have compromised the identities of millions of people. Freezing your credit may not be enough. Identity theft goes beyond credit fraud, like selling your info on the dark web. Help protect your identity. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you've heard me talk about my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams, and how they've helped thousands of families sell their homes all across this area. I want to tell you about a seller I know who didn't call Sarah and Debbie, and now this seller is regretting that their house didn't sell for almost a year after being listed with another realtor. They should have called Sarah and Debbie. I told them, selling your home is a big deal, and you need pros like Sarah and Debbie. It's a fact. Sarah and Debbie's proprietary systems that no other agent has access to is proven to get home sellers more money and sell homes faster than anything known in the real estate industry. Get this, Sarah and Debbie are so confident that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. It's never too late to give Sarah and Debbie a call. Call 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right, Debbie has the buyers. Call today, 844-344-SOLD.
The one-on-one financial radio show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
You find everyone is so different in the world and every way that they've accumulated. Some people may have real estate. You know, that's all different. We help you coordinate what you have and turn it into a lifetime income you can't outlive. That's up to you what you do with it from there.
That's the one-on-one financial radio show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
What is it you don't know ISIS is doing right now here on American soil, in American homes? Tonight on ABC, Diane Sawyer reporting. The must-see year-long investigation breaks tonight at 10, 9 Central on ABC.
Washington Wheel Watchers, ever dreamed of being on Wheel of Fortune? Now here's your chance to audition tonight. Join ABC 7 at the Wheelmobile at the University of the District of Columbia. For details, go to WJLA.com/wheel. That's WJLA.com/wheel.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
All right, here's what's coming up next on Mornings on the Mall, live from the Metro 29 Diner.
Dr. Lolita Mancino Smoke is going to be with us. She is in the house. You know who else should be in the house? You should be here with us at the Metro 29 Diner, but we're going to discuss her race to replace a Delegate Dave Albo for the Virginia House of Delegates, District 42.
And a prominent Democrat says, yes, the campaign was rigged. We'll tell you what happened.